clicker. And the guys are turning me on. There we are. Nice to see you all. It's just really lovely to be out here with Bedford Church and be with you all. Thank you so much for being our partners with us at City Bible Forum. And it's great to come and visit partner churches and update you. There we go. So that's our vision slide. And I've been part of City Bible Forum for almost 11 years. And as you can see from our vision there, reaching the world through the workplace with the good news about Jesus. I love talking about the ministry because I genuinely love that it's gospel-focused, Jesus-centered, and it's growing the kingdom of God. And I get to see how our God changes people to follow him, or if they're already a believer, they get to walk more closely with God and see how he's using them. So we see God at work in people's work, and that's work which is unpaid or paid. And so if I wasn't working in the ministry, then as a worker, say, if I was still doing engineering, I'd still be involved with CBF, really as much as possible. I love seeing God working and mobilising and equipping Christians to reach their friends and colleagues. And basically, we see individuals and churches benefit because the congregation's being mobilised and equipped, and most importantly, we're seeing people come into the kingdom. And we see more people being saved because his spirit is spurring people on to reach out wherever he's put them. And so there's kingdom-minded followers, wherever they're following and reaching out in every sphere, in Perth and beyond. And a key to that is our partners, prayer partners, gospel partners, like all of you at Bedford. And here's one of that. So that was our vision. This is our big goal nationally. We're hoping 1,000 workers will be actively inquiring about the good news about Jesus. And we do this through four strategies. So for our Christian network, we mobilise and equip them. And for our non-Christians, we engage them and help get them established when they become a Christian. So here's how the strategies fit together. So we mobilise Christians for workplace evangelism, and we equip them to live godly lives at work and to share their faith. And we engage with non-Christian workers with the good news about Jesus, and we seek to establish those workers in the faith and the fellowship of believers. So it's great to have partnerships with churches that we can link people in with, because we're not a church, we're a parachurch ministry. And so it's great that you could pray for how God will work through all these strategies throughout Perth workplaces. So I'll try and share a little update, giving you prayer points along the way. So a key equipping opportunity that we have up, especially helps reaching that goal of people reading the words of Jesus, is these workshops. This is a Reading the Bible with Others workshop. Because we can't all be Bible teachers, but we can all be Bible sharers, even to the little ones can share. And so coming up on October 10th, this Reading the Bible with Others workshop will be out at Doubleview, and we think we've got one lined up for down south side as well. So pray that many would be keen to come along to these workshops and that they'd step out in confidence to pray and invite their friends to come and look at the words of Jesus for themselves. So this equipping event for Christians to read the Bible evangelistically with their friends. So our Head Start ministry is what we do with younger workers, the graduates. And so we have a special ministry for young workers because starting work has a few extra challenges to young people's faith. And so they've got that little bit of extra support from us. And there's that strength in connecting young workers into the network, and they can be in a prayer team with older workers who can share their wisdom and experiences of the workplace. And so we link in with the uni groups, AFES, and the grads, and they help direct the young workers along to that. So at the moment, there's Head Start activities that are screened and streamed online nationally. So pray that young workers would link in and they'd be discipled in their walk and help them connect their faith and their work. So we actually have a local event for them coming up. There we go, one more. It was working, and now it's not. There we go, hot seat. So we're calling it In the Hot Seat. And so what you can pray for this one, so for this is actually for not yet workers, so those who are finishing up uni and they're in interview season at the moment. So it helps them, gives them some interview tips and how to continue to be a Christian in those interviews and how to do that and represent Jesus in interviews. So pray that this little get-together with young workers, there'll be a few young workers there, but mostly people who are not graduated yet, that the event would help build our partnerships with the AFES staff and also build connection with those next group of workers coming through. And then at the other end of the spectrum, as we know, we've seen an increase of people being made redundant and losing their jobs, so we have a support group. And this one is for Christians and non-Christians, so it's one of our outreach. So you can chat to me about that afterwards if you fit into that category, and do pray for unemployed workers. This is you guys in partnership with us, and there's a few ways you do that. And I'll just share with Philippians with you. I thank my God every time I remember you guys from Bedford here. In all my church, for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so we thank you for your partnership and pray for us continuing to build and grow partnerships with various churches throughout Perth. And this is good timing because when I came on as city leader at the start of the year, I added these quarterly prayer times, the way Trinity College also does. And this one, our one for this quarter, is tomorrow night. Obviously, if you can't make that, we have the Zoom option or a present option, or I have September prayer notes out on the table there and a few other newsletters and our other brochures. Just a couple other prayer points. I've mentioned the workshops, pray for that, and you're welcome to come along. I'll share the link with Larry. He should have that on the email. Head office is preparing our theme for our end of year appeal. Pray for that. Pray for the team that we have here in Perth and nationally, that we work well together and we can balance our work and rest. And for the ministry here in Perth, we're looking for more ministry team members and volunteer team members. Pray for us in that. Just a quick one on there. Just what I want to highlight on that one. You may not have noticed, you're probably used to our normal website and Facebook page. We have ways you can access our specifically Christian content. And so on the website, that's our plus.citybibleforum.org page. And so you'll pick up our equipping and evangelism activities there. And then we have a network group where Christians can link in and check out that. And again, picking up our evangelism and how we're reaching out and what to pray. And then the other parts are general for our public page. Thank you for praying for us. Must I stay up?